AFBF says extending the farm bill is not the answer. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The American Farm Bureau says farmers and ranchers need a new farm bill this year. In this report, Jonna Miller explains why that's so important.
The House of Representatives may vote this week on a farm bill extension. You might think that would be good news for the nation's farmers and ranchers, but not necessarily.
Unless this becomes the vehicle to a conference with the Senate bill, we just don't think a one-year extension is a very good idea, and we don't think that the disaster assistance that's provided is anything different at all than what's in one of the two past bills already and is inequitable for many producers.
American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says that's because those disaster provisions are primarily aimed at those who graze animals. Poultry, hog, fruit, and vegetable farmers are left out. But for politicians up for re-election, it's much easier to vote for disaster assistance than a new farm bill.
This will be a controversial bill. Probably the most controversial aspect is the amount of cuts for food stamps. You have lots of people who think $16 billion in cuts is not enough, and you have lots of members of Congress who think it's too many. So I think that will be a very controversial issue, as will commodity programs and payment limitations.
Congress will be in recess for the month of August and into September. That leaves only 8 or so days to get anything done before they head home to campaign before the election. So if the House doesn't get something done this week, that makes getting a new farm bill out of this Congress much more of a long shot. And that is bad news for farmers and ranchers.
This farm bill will be much harder to do next year than this year. There will be less money. You have to believe that a new Congress coming in is going to be even more concerned about the budget deficit. So if we have many more cuts out of agriculture, it's going to be almost impossible to write a farm bill that really does have a viable safety net for farmers and ranchers.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, the current farm bill, which is approved by Congress every 5 years, is set to expire September the 30th. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.